this week on the eBay for Business podcast.
Anytime a seller donates a percentage of their sales benefit, one of those three organizations, or a buyer donated through checkout or purchase gets to give back, we will match their donations up to $1 million.
eBay is very, very special to us because we started our business on eBay. We had a budget of like $200. So we couldn't afford to launch a website. So we put our products on eBay. That's where we got our initial sales. And those sales really led to us being able to afford to build our business, to build our website. So to be honest, without eBay, I don't think we would have a business today.
I'm Brian Burke.
And I'm Griff, and this is the eBay for Business podcast, your weekly source for the information and inspiration you need to start, run, and grow a business on what is the world's most powerful marketplace, eBay.
And this is episode 89.
Well, welcome, Brian. It looks like you're Alan's replacement as co-host.
Well, not sure he could be replaced, but yes, for now I am.
I hope you know you've got some pretty big shoes to fill, okay?
I do.
No, I mean, Alan wore size 14, and those were his old shoes there under your desk.
So I never knew they were that big. And all those years he reported to me, and I never, they were big feet now that you mention it.
You just never looked down that much. And I know I kind of asked you to fill in at the last minute. Are you comfortable? You're all sheltered in home there.
So, I am. I feel like this is another way for me to connect with our sellers. I get to connect with them now via Zoom, on meetup meetings via Zoom.
Yeah.
But I normally like to connect with folks in person or on our discussion boards. And to me, this is just another mechanism or another way for me to connect with our sellers.
We're glad to have you. I think it's going to be a great episode.
I hope so. And what's up for today's episode?
Well, Brian, first we'll speak with Joe Rodriguez from the eBay for Charity team about eBay for Charity's new feature to help buyers and sellers who wish to donate to causes that help those in dire straits during the pandemic. And then we'll meet with eBay seller Mark Brown. Now, Mark is located just outside of Manchester, UK. I think he may be one of our first non-US sellers that we've actually had on as a guest. Mark has an intriguing niche market, and he's also helping out local businesses in his town via his, not just eBay sales, but some what he knows about tech. So we'll learn more about Mark and what he's doing in the UK. And we do have one question from a seller that you and I are going to do our best to answer. No, in fact, I should be honest. You are going to answer it, not me.
And you've provided me with a cheat sheet, right?
No, I don't do that. We always answer on the fly. It's a lot more interesting that way, Brian.
Now I'm a little concerned.
Yeah, there you are, up in the high wire. Lots of eBay sellers are concerned about their fellow sellers in their community at this time, whether that's the eBay community or their local community where they live and they operate their businesses. Many sellers want to know, what can eBay do to help me help others buy my eBay buying and selling? Well, there is a lot you can do. And with us now is Joe Rodriguez, Senior Manager of Charity Partnerships for the eBay for Charity team. And Joe's joining us to tell us just what you can do and what's coming up for charity and lots of other things. Joe, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Griff. Thanks. Happy to be here.
So, Joe, what's new with the eBay for Charity team, specifically when it comes to the pandemic right now?
Right now, eBay has a matching program going on where we will match funds raised that support Feeding America, Direct Relief, and the Opportunity Fund up to $1 million. From April through the end of May, anytime a seller donates a percentage of their sales benefit, one of those three organizations, or a buyer donated through checkout, or at purchase gets to give back, we will match their donations up to $1 million. Just really helping those organizations provide protective equipment for our healthcare workers. That's what Direct Relief does. Opportunity Fund helps small businesses. And Feeding America is helping to support food banks across the country and making sure that the kids who aren't in school right now are getting meals and families are getting essentials that are needed. Those who have been impacted by possibly losing a job and needing to make sure they're still putting food on the table. There are many other organizations on our platform that are also providing relief or responding to. If somebody in our community just really wants to make sure that they're supporting their local food bank, or maybe they want to support UNICEF has a relief fund and stuff, they can still support those organizations as well through their sales. There's a lot of really local organizations that are out there doing great things that our sellers and our buyers can also support that are providing pandemic relief.
You don't have to necessarily be a seller to support these. Either a buyer or seller can designate these charities at checkout, correct?
Well, the buyer...
As buyers, right, yeah.
Yeah, as buyers, exactly. So you can designate a favorite parity on eBay. So if there's an organization that you just love and love the work that they're doing, you can make them a favorite charity on the eBay platform. And then anytime you're going through the checkout process, and right now paying with PayPal. So when you're going through the checkout process and paying with PayPal, you'll see the Give at Checkout module, and you can support your favorite organization. If you don't have a favorite organization selected, you'll see the organization that eBay features in that placement. And we have featured over the last several weeks, we've featured Feeding America and Direct Relief and Opportunity Fund, Salvation Army, and a lot of different organizations that are out there providing essential services.
Currently, this program is going through the end of May. Based on what might happen between now and the end of May this month, is it possible that the program might be extended?
Yeah, I think we're trying to be really flexible with this because, you know, nobody knows how, you know, how things are going to play out. And so I think we're all very hopeful, but I think we're trying to be as flexible as possible. So I think that if we see there's a need to extend it past May, we're going to be looking into doing that.
A lot of our sellers would like to continue providing donations through the eBay for Charity program, but currently our new payments program called Managed Payments doesn't provide for those particular sellers. So for example, if you're in Managed Payments now, you actually cannot donate a part of your sales proceeds to an eBay for Charity. Is that going to change? These sellers are kind of concerned about this.
I am very happy to report that will change. So we have an amazing product team that has been working really hard with the Managed Payments team to make sure that Charity does get integrated into that initiative. And we are planning to be live in July of this year, where sellers can select a charity to support with their sales and also be in Managed Payments. We're really excited about that. It's a huge project we've been working on for a while and definitely extremely important to us to make sure that our sellers feel like they can still continue to support those causes that are near and dear to their heart through their activities on eBay.
So there's a group of sellers, there's several, you know, tens of thousands of sellers who should be at this point in time receiving an email from eBay saying that they're going to be included into the program. And I believe that those sellers, the inclusion begins in July. So the ability for eBay for Charity to work with Managed Payments will be in place before they're actually transferred from their current payment system into Managed Payments. So they don't have to worry about not being able to continue their charitable efforts.
Correct. Yeah, that was the goal. We wanted to make sure that Charity was available as this started rolling out and more sellers were opting in and starting to take part in Managed Payments. It was really important to us that they still be able to do their charitable giving through their listings. That is our goal, and we are definitely on track to roll that out in July.
So if you're currently enrolled in a program that as a seller where you're donating some of your proceeds to a charity of your choice through eBay for Charity, once those folks, if they've been in this initial group, have transferred over to Managed Payments, do they need to do anything on their end with their settings or any account configurations? Will that all be automatically transferred to Managed Payments for them?
It should automatically be transferred over for them. I think they have to do the initial setup that all sellers have to go through to make sure that they're good to go with Managed Payments.
Yeah.
The charity should still be an option in the listing flows for them to select and search for the charity they want to support. And it should all work the same. Our goal is to make it as seamless as possible with the changes that are going on.
Okay, so I'm a seller. I've never really used eBay for Charity. How do I get started? Where do I go to explore the different options and then eventually choose the charities that I'd like to donate part of my proceeds to? How does that work for a seller right now?
We have a really great portal site that we put together that goes over all of the different aspects of the eBay for Charity program. That's ebayforcharity.org. And there's information there for charities who maybe want to start selling on the platform. We have a lot of charity partners who sell directly on the eBay platform, like Goodwill and Salvation Army, as well as sellers who want to support charities with a percentage of their sales. All that information is available on ebayforcharity.org, and they can go through and click through all of the different resources we've made available there. And then also, if they want to learn more about what we're doing to support organizations who are providing COVID relief efforts, they can go to ebay.com/dogood. And there is more information on the matching program and the different charities that we've partnered with and how they can get involved in that specific activation.
Great. And I will put those URLs in our transcript, as we always do. If you can't remember them later, you can always go to ebay.com/podcast. Look for this episode, which will be episode 89, and then go to the transcript. And right at the top, there'll be all the links that we include in the entire episode. Joe, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, I think just for anybody who's not really aware of the eBay for Charity program and how it works, just quickly want to go over just the different ways that people can get involved and maybe just a little bit more detail and give it a little bit of background. So this program's been around since 2003 and is very much ingrained in the eBay community and all of the great work that our community does, our sellers and our buyers. And because of all of that amazing work that our community's done, this program has enabled over $1 billion in funds raised for our different charity partners. And we have over 85,000 charity partners enrolled in the program today. And as we mentioned earlier, sellers can absolutely do that, get involved by making a donation anywhere from 10 to 100% of their sale. They can donate to a charity of their choice. eBay waives and credits fees on the back end for sellers who support charities. If you donate 10%, we'll credit 10% of your final value fee. If you donate 50%, we'll credit 50% of your final value fee. And for buyers who want to support charity, they can search for charities that they want to support or their favorite charities. And they can see on the charity profile pages listings that have been listed on the site to benefit those organizations. And they can also make the charity their favorite and then provide a donation through Give at Checkout. And then the other feature that I had mentioned earlier is our Gifts That Give Back program, which is also part of our 1 million matching for COVID-19 relief. And that is a symbolic gifting program. So our charity partners have a way to be able to quantify different parts of their programs. If it costs $100 for, say, St. Jude to purchase the little red wagons that the kids ride around in the hospital in, they set up a symbolic gift so somebody can go make a donation through that listing to St. Jude to help cover the cost of those wagons or different parts of their programs. We have a lot of listings, I think around 25 listings up for COVID-19 relief with a bunch of different partners that go over different areas of the program and they're providing aid or relief. And then on our Gifts That Give Back, we have a lot of different partners that have listed small gifts. So even sellers or buyers can go in and purchase and make a direct donation to charity who's participating in that program. And all of that information is available on the eBay for Charity site for them to go in and view and learn more about.
Joe, I can't thank you enough for stopping by and taking time out of your busy day, because we're still working, even though we're working from home, to tell us about eBay for Charity and these special initiatives with COVID. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Greg.
Joe Rodriguez is the Senior Manager for Charity Partnerships for eBay for Charity. She works with her team to make sure that the eBay for Charity application and program works for everyone. And I will put all of the URLs for eBay for Charity and the special COVID eBay for Charity page in our transcript where you can find it there. Finding and building a niche market is the dream of many an eBay seller, but given the maturity of eBay's marketplace, it may seem to a lot of sellers that all the good niche ideas have already been taken. Our next guest proves that this is not true. Mark Brown is the owner of Editor Keys, a business that specializes in making keyboards and keyboard covers tailored to the needs of video and audio editors. Mark joins us from his home in Manchester, UK. Welcome, Mark.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. Tell us more about the product line you've created for Editor Keys.
Yeah, so we essentially produce and design a range of hard dedicated keyboards and keyboard covers that can fit over your MacBook Pro. And they're essentially a range of keyboards and covers that are designed for video editors, audio producers, and graphic designers. So if you use a program like Photoshop, we design a keyboard cover that will fit over top of your MacBook Pro and then give you all of the shortcuts for that program to make the design process a lot faster than before.
Now, most people who come up with a niche idea for selling on eBay do so based on some of their history. What led you to creating this particular niche market?
It was something that I wanted for myself. I used to work in television. After leaving university, studying media production, I worked as a floor manager on talk shows like the Jerry Springer Show when he came to the UK and Jeremy Kyle. And I was always into editing. So I kind of left university like everyone else with this huge debt and saved up for kind of like the cheapest, best PC I could get right. for video editing, which is a lot of money back then. And the last thing I wanted was a shortcut keyboard. I'd seen them inbuilt in these sort of mixing desks in TV studios, but I didn't realize that the price was astronomical. They were around about $500, $600. And essentially, they are just a normal keyboard with the shortcuts on. So me and a friend designed a kind of plastic veneer sticker set that you could stick onto your own PC or Mac keyboard. And we started, you know, really a business with a budget of around $200 because it was something we wanted. We weren't too fussed if we sold the rest or not. It was just something that we wanted so we could edit it at home. And we put the first batch that we had left onto eBay. And this was before we had the website or the business set up. And they sold out almost immediately. So that's kind of where the business started. From there, we progressed into full dedicated keyboards, which we now sell to these sort of big TV companies, and then onto recording equipment as well, USB microphones and portable vocal booths.
So you found a successful niche. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How has business been for Editor Keys during this unusual time with the pandemic?
Yeah, so it has been a very difficult time. The start of the lockdown, or just before the lockdown kicked in, we actually saw a big decrease in sales. And then I think when people started to work from home all around the world, they realized they didn't have some of the equipment like the USB microphones and the editing keyboards that they're used to at work. So then we saw a massive increase in sales, and our sales are up about 90% at the moment. But our biggest problem is not getting the sales in, it's getting the actual products in. With our supply chain has hit so many roadblocks along the way with all the different suppliers that make up the parts for our products have all been hit with delays. And then shipping companies have also been hit with delays. So for us, it's been, well, a business blessing in one sense because sales have increased. But at the same time, we've had a struggle getting those products to customers.
So how do you solve the disruption of the supply line? This is crucial to your business to get those parts. What do you do to help address that? Are there steps that you've taken so that you can keep the business going?
Yeah, so normally there might be steps you can take by paying a faster courier service and things like that. In this scenario, we just couldn't get the things made because of the factory shutdowns. So what we did, we reached out to customers and we're just very open and honest and said, look, we're going to struggle to get this to you within about 1 to 2 weeks. We're still going to have them up for sale. So if you're okay paying for it and then us delivering it in 1 to 2 weeks, you know, are you okay with that? And to our surprise, everyone has been super great about it. I think because the whole world is on lockdown, everyone is very understanding and no one's going anywhere. So people can wait, which is good for us.
Right. I think the pandemic has made us realize that a different perspective of time. Time suddenly is very different than it was before the pandemic. So waiting is probably not that big an issue. Have you seen an increase in business due to the increase in interest in, for example, YouTubers and podcasters who are getting started? It seems everyone wants to have a podcast or a YouTube channel right now. Is some of the equipment that you offer helpful for those folks?
Yeah, we have seen a huge increase, especially this year. I think because the cost of producing a video or producing a podcast has gone down a lot over the last sort of 5 to 10 years, but also that coupled with the growth of YouTube, TikTok and other social media channels, we're seeing a lot more people wanting to get into it for the first time. Big explosion in people creating their own YouTube channels and a big explosion in podcasts too. And I think the lockdown on top of that has meant that people have got 1 to 2 hours that they would normally use for sort of traveling into work. They've now got 1 to 2 hours back, maybe even more in some cases. Yeah. So a lot of people are thinking, well, if I don't start a podcast or that YouTube channel now, when am I going to do it? So I think that's helped us sell some more products.
Your voice sounds really good. What kind of microphone are you using?
So this is actually one of our Editor's Keys Studio Series SL600 microphones. And it's essentially a broadcast-grade USB microphone. So we designed it originally for video editors who were great at editing video but had very little knowledge in audio.
Yeah.
So it's just a USB mic you can plug in and it will work with programs like Final Cut and Adobe Premiere. But since producing it, we've found actually we sell a lot more to younger people, you know, 16, 17-year-olds who have YouTube channels, singing, content creators, and podcasters. So yeah, they've been selling really well as well.
To do a podcast, for example, all you really need is a good USB mic you can plug into the back of your computer and you can go from there.
Yeah, that's right. And even I've seen some apps and it's amazing how if you time travel 10, 20 years ago, you know, you literally have a radio station in your pocket now. Right. And just by plugging in a good quality microphone, you're good to go. It's amazing.
I know it drives old folks who have been in radio all their lives crazy to think that what used to take a whole building now just fits right into your pocket. It's kind of amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, incredible. Well,
so Editor Keys, like so many businesses online, they benefit from the idea that they can be online and meet the challenge better that comes from something like a pandemic and the lockdown of businesses. Now, I hear in your particular area there that you've been able to help some of the businesses that aren't online at least a little bit through this pandemic. Can you talk a little bit about that effort that you've led in your local community?
Yeah, so here in a place called Worsley where I live, it's a very small, almost village here in the UK. And we have five or six bars and restaurants, Chinese restaurant and a tea rooms. And they're all kind of family, mostly family-run businesses, very old school, all very, very nice places. And so me and a friend got to thinking, you know, when these places have got to shut down, they're essentially going to lose all business. So we came up with this small idea that these companies could put the ticket emoji after their Twitter name or Facebook name to show that they can offer gift card vouchers or meal vouchers. So the idea essentially is that someone who would normally go for a coffee could buy that coffee now during lockdown to use for a time in the future. So the business is still getting a little bit of revenue and the customer has something they can use in the future when this is all gone.
Have you seen any effects from this? Are businesses at least seeing something from the idea of people taking out a rain check against the business with vouchers?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's helping some businesses just tick along a bit. It's things a lot of these businesses didn't even have. You know, there was one business that didn't even have a printer to print off a gift voucher. They kind of hand wrote it, which was really nice. And then on Facebook, we saw a woman who normally goes out every Friday for a coffee with a friend and, you know, posted on the restaurant's website that she'd already bought a coffee for a friend so they can have a chat at some point in the future. So it's really nice, just a nice sort of community thing. And I think it's coming from e-commerce, you know, that e-commerce thinking to more of a high street kind of setup.
Yeah. Mark, summer's coming in. For many sellers on and off eBay, the summer months bring an expected seasonal change. And for most sellers, it's usually a downturn in demand for their product. Now, if you sell summer-oriented stuff, you'd see an upturn. Have you experienced this in past summers? And if so, how is Editor Keys planning on keeping sales up during the summer months coming?
Yeah, so we're quite badly affected by summer months. I think because our primary business is editing keyboards. Editing is something that you tend to do tucked away in a dark room and during the winter months. Yeah. That's perfect. But when the sun comes out, especially if you've got kids or a family, you want to be out there having fun and maybe not working quite as hard as the winter. So we do see that take place. What we're trying to do, because of the growth in YouTube, in podcasting, and a lot of young creators, gamers especially, we're trying to focus our recording equipment to that market. So rather than focusing on the editing market that maybe closed down slightly for the summer months, we're focusing on young YouTubers who are going to be producing songs in the bedroom or creating YouTube channels for the first time. So that's the sort of thing we're going to try and do to push the business.
Yeah, because the content providers, they're looking to form careers out of this. So they don't take a summer break. Mm-hmm. You have to record content and present it to your audience on a regular cadence. That's a great plan. Mm-hmm. How do you plan on getting your products out in front of the eyeballs of young people who are trying to become YouTubers or podcasters or performers and who will be looking for products like yours?
So one thing we've tried to really do over the last year to a year and a half is redo our YouTube channel from the start. It used to be kind of a place where you would put an ad, and we've stopped that now. And what we try and do is we produce content around the art of filmmaking or how to edit a bit faster, how to edit music and songs and match them together. So we're trying to produce organic content that these people might be searching for. This content should really, really help them out. Mm. There's no sale in there directly, but we hope that over time we've built up a little bit of trust with them. And, you know, when they do come looking for a mic, hopefully they'll consider us and purchase a microphone from us.
I have to tell you from personal experience that I think your plan could work because I'm not necessarily a young person, but I'm constantly learning about how to do this podcast better. For example, remembering to put the record buttons on when you're interviewing somebody from the UK. But one of the things I discovered was that, in fact, it's a gentleman from the UK who has a long history in audio engineering and production. And he's done a bunch of videos and they've helped me. They're free. They've helped me a lot. But I ended up buying a product from him because he also sells products for podcasting. So I think you've got something there. I think you can. Mm. This is something that can work. Mark, what's the most rewarding part about selling online right now for you?
The most rewarding part about selling online for us is just being able to reach everyone around the world, you know, seeing customers in America, in Canada, in Italy, in Germany. It's just absolutely incredible. And for a business like ours that is a very small niche, if we opened a shop in the high street, we would have no sales, literally none, because there's just not enough people in a one local community that edit. So opening up to the world is what excites us.
What would you say to a small business who may be facing right now, you know, a lot of challenges with the pandemic? They're not online. Would you encourage them to get online? What would you say to a small business in that situation?
I would say if you're a small business and you're not online now, you need to be online tomorrow. It's just a whole new world of sales, of marketing, and above all, I think growing your brand. I think a lot of people are just trying to sell something very quickly, and they're leaving their brand behind. And I think it's if anything else, it's a great way to share your brand story, and that results in sales. So definitely get online as soon as you can.
Absolutely. What has eBay done for your business?
eBay is very, very special to us because we started our business on eBay. As I said at the start of the interview, we had a budget of like $200. And back in 2005, creating a website was like a $5,000 to $10,000 cost minimum.
Yeah.
So we couldn't afford to launch a website. So we put our products on eBay. That's where we got our initial sales. And those sales really led to us being able to afford to build our business, to build our website. So to be honest, without eBay, I don't think we'd have a business today because we just wouldn't have had the money otherwise.
Mark, I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy day to talk to us today about your business and the pandemic, what you're doing for your local community. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on. It's a real pleasure.
Mark Brown is the owner of Editor Keys. It's a business that specializes in making keyboards and keyboard covers that are tailored to the needs of video and audio editors. He also sells a range of podcast equipment. I'll put all of the links to Mark's store and his YouTube channel in the transcript so you can find them there. Check them out. You may see something you can use. You may have a career as a podcaster. Who knows? You've got questions. We've got answers, and helping out with the answers this week is our new co-host filling in for the now departed Alan. And when I say departed, I just mean he's not working at eBay. It's Brian Burke.
I'm still looking for that cheat sheet, Griff.
Sorry. I think you know the answer to this question, but in case you don't, we'll work through it somehow. It's only one question this week. Again, if you have a question that you would like to have addressed on the air, remember, you can call it in at 888-723-4630. Please, we really love it when you call. And when you do call your question in, if you'd like us to just use the call, the recorded call, that's fine. But if you'd like us to call you back so that we can have a real live conversation phone to phone that we can put on the podcast, let us know in your message and we'll call you back. So are you ready, Brian?
I am.
Okay, here's the question for the week. It's from eBay seller Nicole Hallway in Florida. Nicole writes, "Hi, Griffin Allen." Hi, Griffin Brian. My question is about the thousands of free listings that are now being offered to us as a promotion. I have a store where I normally get 250 free listings, and I normally stop listing once I get to 250, so I won't be charged. But I've been utilizing some of these extra free listings we received this month. The question I have is, what happens when these all auto-renew in a month? Even with my 250 regular added listings, I still end up being charged around $35 more a month when items over that 250 are auto-renewed each month. If I end up adding another 1,000 listings this month, I worry that I will then be getting charged an extra fee for these each month on unsold listings that are auto-renewed. Will that be the case? Thanks and stay safe, Nicole from Florida.
Really, really good question from Nicole. And one I've heard a couple times from sellers elsewhere as well, you know, on some of the Zoom calls.
Yeah.
And the answer is yes. But before I kind of go into some of the details there, I want to say congrats for taking advantage of these listings. It's a great opportunity for sellers to experiment with maybe items they haven't tried selling on eBay. It's also a great opportunity to get some items up that maybe you've not had an opportunity to list because you do just list up to your cap to kind of manage your monthly expenses. I hope you continue to take full advantage of these extra listings all the way through the end of July. And then
wait a minute, the end of July, is that a special date?
The end of July is when the free listings will continue. And then end of July, you would start to get charged if you're over your cap at that point.
Ah, so if I actually, not that I think many sellers are capable of doing this, but if I actually listed 50,000 listings, which is the amount that I got offered to me for this promotion at the end of July, if I still had those 50,000 listings up, they're going to start charging as an insertion fee every month.
We will. And so that's a really, really great, and that's why I think this is a great question, because it's really important for sellers to know and be aware of things like this, because then as a seller, you can be prepared and you can manage your business accordingly.
Yeah.
Take full advantage of this promotional offer. But if you don't want to pay us those insertion fees on 50,000 listings come August 1st, make sure you manage it appropriately by the end of July.
The pricing team is going to let sellers know well in advance when the promotion is going to end. So if you need to end some listings as a seller, you'll have a lot of time to do it. That's right?
It is. And what we also did is when we announced the extension of this, because we originally extended these through the end of April, but then we thought, you know, sellers really were taking advantage of it and they really liked it. And so we said, let's extend it through end of July. We announced in the Seller News article within eBay Community, within Seller News, these would end come end of July, and it allows sellers now to be more thoughtful and planful as they take advantage of this promotion.
Right. And at the end of July, what they would do is they would just become part of your regular inventory, correct?
Yes. But you're going to have to, if you're using Good Till Canceled, you're going to need to make sure that they're no longer in that state.
Right. So what I meant is, say you had 250 like Nicole, and say she put up, another 50, and she still had 25 of those listings left, but she didn't want to get charged for them. She technically would have 275. She could end any of the listings, whether they were from previous to the promotion or they were listings she put up during the promotion, to get herself back down to her quota, correct?
Correct. Yes, so it's up to her which of those listings she wants to remove to get down below her listing cap.
Yeah, this makes sense. I mean, it wasn't a promo that was going to go on forever. And remember that when it comes time, and if you find yourself in a situation like this where you're going to have to end some listings, or you decide to end some listings because you don't want to pay the insertion fees from them, what you can always do is bulk edit. So you just go to your active listings, select up to, I believe now, 500 items at a time that you want to change, including end. You can end in bulk. And then click the edit feature and then follow it from there so that you won't get charged for these. But remember, you don't overreact right now, because you still got all of May, June, and all of July. That's 3 full months to take advantage of these and make some sales.
Exactly. And my, you know, what I've been hearing anecdotally from sellers is they've been taking advantage of it and listing items. And so just like Nicole, I hope all of our listeners take advantage of these listings.
Brian, I'd love to meet a seller that actually put up 50,000 listings.
There's got to be one. We're going to have to ask John if he knows any that have taken full advantage of the promotion.
Let's do that. Find out how they went. Maybe we can get him on the show.
Good luck getting John on the show. But
well, not John. I'm talking about the seller.
Oh, yeah. The seller.
Okay. Remember, if you have a question you'd like to ask us, as I said at the top of our question and answer segment, you can call us at 888-723-4630, or you can email us at podcast@ebay.com. However, if you call your question in, we're more likely to use it. And if you would like us to call you back so we can record it with you live, let us know when you leave your message, and we'll call you back and we'll set up a day and a time. Thanks again to Nicole for sending in the question. We really appreciate it. Brian, I think you did a really good job this week.
Well, thanks, Griff. I thought that last segment on Mark was absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, he's an amazing guy. You know, interesting niche market. And as someone who's doing a lot of editing now, I was really intrigued when I went to see his listings. He does not really have what I want right now. I asked him if he would consider making an Adobe Audition keyboard, because that's what I use for editing our podcast. And it would make a lot easier hitting those shortcuts, because I'm really confused by them. It's really hard to figure them out. And it's a lot of work. But if I had a shortcut keyboard, I could just get through this podcast editing so quick.
Yeah.
Easy.
You could. But I think just as fascinating what he's trying to do to help his other local community members as well. I mean,
yeah,
just
that's a good part of the story. It can't be easy for him. Running a business takes a lot of time.
He's sheltering at home as well.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so the idea of helping out your local community of businesses with things like he was talking about vouchers, but even setting up social networking pages on Facebook, or you know, figuring out how to accommodate curbside pickup or takeaway, or Grubhub if you're a restaurant, or DoorDash, so that you can continue making sales.
Those are all things that most businesses, especially smaller businesses, don't think about. Like I went to a major retailer in the U.S. today to do curbside pickup, and they have it pretty well dialed in. But if you're a small business, you wouldn't necessarily have been thinking about needing something like that.
Right, exactly. Who knew there was a pandemic coming?
Exactly.
We should have, but we didn't.
We should have and we didn't. But I hope it's the only one in my lifetime. If you want to join the conversation here on eBay for Business, call us on 888-723-4630. You might have a question or comment, or maybe you would like to be a guest. Just call the number and let us know.
Now that's 888-723-4630. You've heard it a lot. Well, the best part of calling that number is you can do it any time of the day, any time of the week. Just leave a question or comment, and if we think it's appropriate, we just might put it on the air. Wait a minute. We're going to put it on the air, guaranteed.
I hope we put it on the air if they call in, unless it's inappropriate.
Well, no, if it's inappropriate, we won't, but we're kind of dying for questions here.
And if you want to be on the show live, mention that along with your question or comment.
Yeah, maybe you have expertise to share about a particular aspect of selling on eBay that you want to share with your community of fellow sellers.
Or you might have a really good buying or selling story to tell.
Ooh, we love a good selling or buying story. Either way, we want to hear it. Call 888-723-4630 today. Do it right now, please.
Right now. And if you're not a call on the phone person, you can always email us at podcast@ebay.com. That's podcast@ebay.com.
And don't forget your daily podcast to-do list. You got to do this every day. What's the first thing?
Check the seller news and the announcement board for up-to-date seller news.
Right. And then the second item is go check all of the eBay community pages to see what's going on there.
And check out the transcript for this and all episodes for follow-up on what you've heard and to see the links we referenced during the episode. And hopefully everyone knows where to get that, which is also from the eBay community on the podcast page.
Right. If you're on any podcast episode page on the podcast area of the community, you'll find there's a link for the transcript and just click that to see it. We'd like to again thank our guests for this week, eBay seller Mark Brown of Editor Keys and Joe Rodriguez from the eBay for Charity team. Join us for our next episode, episode 90, when we'll explore the eBay Partner Network and how it can help your summer success plans by helping you cut your selling costs. You don't want to miss it.
The eBay for Business podcast is produced and distributed by Libsyn and Podcast 411.